Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and please allow me to join other colleagues in thanking the panelists for some very useful presentations. My question is to the first two panelists, and in a manner it's connected to what has been raised by my colleague from Mexico and Cuba, perhaps. Two streams of thoughts, of questions, so to speak, in addition to existing international law, that is the UN Charter, etc., looking at Articles 1 and 3 of the Outer Space Treaty, which use the term use, actually, for outer space, the use of outer space. When we look at the use of outer space, and I'm not getting into the specifics of aggressive weapon placement or defensive weapon placement at this stage, what I would like to understand is that when we are using the term for the benefit and interest of all, as my Mexican colleague also alluded to, two streams of thoughts do spring up. One is that, would the idea of the Article 51 and the UN Charter, would that remain unlimited when we have these constraining elements of other international instruments that are there? Would then outer space, how would placement of any form of weapons, that is defensive or offensive, given the dual use capabilities that many have alluded to, be in the interest of all mankind or all countries, so to speak? For the simple instance that rivalries that exist on Earth, so to speak, they do not change when you go to outer space. How do actions of one then do not constitute a so-called threat for the other? The second idea that I wish to have some thoughts from the panelists on is that when we examine the nature of capabilities in outer space, and again, I'm not talking about weapons, any sort of capabilities that are placed to augment or enable offensive capabilities that exist on the Earth, on terrestrial systems that are being augmented through outer space, isn't this use of outer space then by nature offensive in its nature? And how does that square with existing international law and the obligation to use outer space peacefully, even without getting into the question of the nature of weapons or not? Thank you so much.